Good morning.
Good morning.
Afternoon or evening.
Wherever you are, thanks for listening. This is Guided Bullshit
with Jess
and Tara.
Today we want to mostly just fantasize about what our compound would be like.
Yeah, this is all just a fantasy episode.
Yeah.
If you don't want to hear about our fantasies
in
the least dirty way possible... then
already off to a great start.
You just go ahead and turn it to something else.
So I just started a garden, so this is why this is on my mind so much. And I just kind of want to live at my house and have a garden and a community and a bunch of people that want to garden with me and not work.
You know what that's called?
I don't know.
A community garden.
Okay. That's not what I mean, though. I mean, like, completely sustainable.
Right. I get it.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Did you know there's a community garden over there?
Over where? You just moved your eyeballs.
Oh.
There's lots of wares.
In Glenwood. There's a community garden in Glenwood.
No, I did not know that. I knew there was one over towards the campus.
Yep, there's that one, and I just found it the other day, trying to figure out a better way to get from your house to my house. It doesn't exist. Still have to make, like, 18 turns no matter where you go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That. But it's still, like, 3 minutes away.
I mean, yeah, I really can't complain.
This is the closest we've lived since we lived together.
Yeah. So, compound turns out to be a very vague term. When applied to a human habitat, refers to a cluster of buildings in an enclosure having a shared or associated purpose.
Wow, that is really vague.
It's you like super kidding. Vague. See, I thought it was this term that meant, like, that was very specific. Like, I don't know.
See, when I hear compound, I'm like, utopian society.
Right.
But I guess that's not necessarily it.
Well, that will be our shared association or purpose.
Okay.
Complete utopia.
Yeah, which won't work out very long because we're humans and we fuck everything up. I still stand by that. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. So how would we create this compound with that in mind? What things would we have to consider?
Well, first of all, how many people are living there?
I don't know.
I mean, is it just like... me and your family?
I mean, I'm thinking not.
Okay, good, because we'd probably all kill each other.
Yeah, Lewis would probably do most of that.
Yeah. Yeah, he would kill us all.
Mm-hmm.
He can barely stand it when I'm over there for like 15 minutes.
I know.
Alright, so... I guess we would need farmers.
I got you.
Like, can you milk a cow?
Sure. I've milked a cow before.
Okay.
Milked a goat before.
You slaughtered a pig?
No, but I butchered a deer.
Oh, yo, I want our neighbors.
I butchered a deer.
You butchered a deer?
Oh, yeah, you want your neighbors?
Yeah, I want my neighbors in on this.
Okay. Tara has a great story about her neighbors.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so... it was New Year's Eve, and my dad had come to my house to visit and, like, help me check out some stuff. And so we were going down to the basement, and my neighbor, there's a family that lives beside of us, mom, dad, two kids. The dad was outside with two of his friends, and they were holding a chicken. And I was like, huh, that's weird. They're just holding a chicken, hanging out with it. And I was like, what do you think they're going to do with that chicken? Because he started, like, pulling out its wing and pointing at certain parts of it. But I was like,
okay. Who was he with?
He was just, like, with two of his friends.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know if he was, like, with his kid or something like that.
No, it was, like, two guys that were about his age.
Okay.
But I was like, yeah, they're probably going to kill it. And I was like, no, they're not. Like, I kind of live in the hood. Like, this is not happening. And, sure enough, like, that kind of started resonating with me, and I was just standing at my window and being like, oh my god, they're hanging it up by its foot.
oh my god, what is he doing with that knife? Oh shit! And he like slit the bird. I don't know where he cut it at, but they just like let it bleed out.
I thought they'd like broken its neck.
No, I did not see that. They cut it and they let it bleed out.
Okay, well, what am I thinking of, like, of a chicken being swung around?
I mean, that's one way to kill it.
Oh, okay. I thought that was how they did it.
Yeah, I mean, there's multiple ways of killing a chicken.
Okay.
Which we'll learn when we live on our compound. Yeah, so, they let it bleed out, just, like, hanging in their backyard, invisible sight of everybody else. And, me and my dad went to the store, came back, and the whole time I had been freaking out because I had never experienced someone killing a chicken before, and also just in, like, not a farm setting.
Oh, yeah.
And I had been, like, yelling in my house. I was like, they're killing a chicken! And my dad was like, shut the fuck up! Like, they can hear you, probably. And I was like, I don't care! And, yeah, so we went to the store, came back, and they are speedy. They had already, like, plucked the chicken.
Oh, wow.
And they were, like, gutting it. And I was like, oh, that's sick. That's so gross.
So were you, like, hurt by this? Or were you kind of like, dude, that's pretty cool. You got your own food.
At first, it really freaked me out.
Yeah.
Just because I wasn't expecting it. But then I was like, it makes sense. And, I mean, they do have a bunch of chickens. Now I know why they have a bunch of chickens.
Yeah.
But, yeah. It's a circle of life. yeah. So now it doesn't really freak me out, and I think they're really cool. I'm like, hey, they just chopped down a tree today, or hey, like, I wonder if they're gonna kill another chicken. So, yeah. They're really nice, too. So.
Okay, so your neighbors are living on our compound.
Definitely. Excuse me.
Okay.
Because also they're, like, really into gardening and...
Oh, yeah. Their garden's
all that
pretty cool.
Stuff.
They've got a pond and stuff.
Yeah, I told the mom over there, I was like, yeah, I want to start a garden, but I don't know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I, like, kill most of the things I try to plant. And she was like, well, if you ever need help, like... just let me know, like, I'll give you some tips and stuff, and if we have some extra seeds, like, you can have some of my seeds.
Awesome.
And I was like, you're so nice. But, yeah.
Cool. So, chickens on our farm? Our compound?
Oh, yeah. Chickens.
Okay. Chickens, goats. Yes! We get to talk about goats!
Oh, God. Y'all, we talked about goats for, like, 20 minutes the other night.
Pretty much until I fall asleep.
Yeah. We don't typically just fall asleep near each other. But we were both really tired and laying on the floor, and it just so happened that we fell asleep while talking.
Yeah. Goats are pretty cool, though. I did learn that you can't milk a goat unless it's had little goatlings.
I still think goats are crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they're just rambunctious.
I don't know. You ever walk by somebody and you look at them and you're like, yo, they got some crazy eyes. Like, I don't know if they're going to, like, run across the street in a second or, like, do a jumping jack out of nowhere. Like, I don't know.
Do a jumping jack. That's me.
I was like, cartwheel, backflip, I don't know, stab somebody.
That doesn't happen often, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
But, goats, chickens, I feel like if we, I don't know about cows, I don't think I could do a cow.
Dude, we have to have a cow.
Do we?
Milk, cheese, butter.
You can do all that with goats, though.
Also, you can use them for meat.
Yeah, that just seems daunting to kill a cow.
Like, that's why... we have someone else do it for us. That's why we're not the only ones living on this compound.
Okay, so my grandfather's living on this compound.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He'd be totally down with that.
Okay.
I would say deer, but, like, we could just go hunt deer.
Yeah, we could do that. I mean, that would make more sense. I can't really picture, like, people having deer in a compound.
Yeah, that's not really a thing, I don't think.
You know what we should have? Hmm. Like, alpacas.
Oh my god. Okay, this is getting too much.
What? No, because we could make our own, like, blankets.
Oh, shit. You're right.
Like, I have a hat that's alpaca, and, man, that shit is warm.
Okay. Okay, I'll think about the alpacas.
Yeah. And sheep, probably, clothing.
Okay, okay. I'm not thinking completely removed from society, just mostly removed from society.
Oh.
Okay, you're thinking completely removed from society.
I was like, we're in a mountain, we forgot, the rest of society exists.
Yeah. part of that sounds really appealing.
Part of it does, but then I'm like, yeah, we're kind of
fucked if
something
But there are still some other
happens.
Things that I, like... just like electricity and
yeah
unless we lived like someplace super warm.
We are living somewhere super warm.
No, we're not.
I can't deal with the cold. Just
North Carolina is like semi-warm mostly. North Carolina is like,
I think,
60% warm.
I think we'd be fucked over by the weather.
What do you mean?
Okay, so
if we live somewhere that was warm all the time.
Are we gonna have, like, access to, like, the Weather Channel or something?
No, we'll learn to, like...
Okay, then we can't live in North Carolina, because the weather is way too unpredictable.
Well, that's what I was saying. I don't want to live in North Carolina.
Okay.
I was saying warmer than North Carolina. But the one plus about North Carolina is that it's got a pretty good, like... is it called a sowing season? I don't know. Like, gardening season.
Okay. What about, like, Georgia?
Georgia?
Georgia.
Not really feeling Georgia.
I was just thinking places that are slightly warmer.
I was thinking out west, but I don't know how easy it is to grow things out there. Where can I grow an avocado tree? That is my question.
I have no fucking idea. I've never really...
Google!
...researched that.
I've researched how to grow an avocado, and some places say it's really easy, some places say it's really hard, but I think it's, like, the beginning part is easy.
It's just later on. That's hard.
Did you guys know that you can eat avocado seeds?
Oh, yeah, that's a thing. You can make it into powder, and... sprinkle it in your shakes with your kale.
Ooh.
And your soy milk.
I see avocado butter. Oh, avocado compound butter. I don't know what that is. I'll have to look
it
up.
They make it on a compound. Yeah.
Does not tolerate freezing temperatures. Only in subtropical or tropical climates. Florida.
Oh, God, but, like, all those people that are releasing their exotic animals down there...
What are you talking about?
In Florida?
People are releasing their exotic animals in Florida.
That's a huge problem in Florida.
What?
Okay, so people go to these exotic pet stores, get, like, pythons and all these super crazy animals that they realize eventually they can't take care of. And so instead of doing the responsible thing and finding someone to take it or finding, like, a zoo to give it to,
yeah,
they just release it into the wild. And so it's actually killing off, like, a bunch of the natural, like, wildlife down there. And it's really fucking with the ecosystem.
Why
How did
Florida?
You not know about that?
I didn't
that?
Know about that. I'm sorry. Why Florida? Like, why is this a thing in Florida?
Honestly, I kind of feel like because it is, such an easy... I feel like they get a lot of imports down there. Because it is on
the coast.
So
there just happen to be more exotic animals down there, therefore more people releasing them?
Probably. I think that's what the main thing is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Poor things.
Yeah, right? And, like, they don't realize it. See, this is another thing. Humans fucking things up. Yeah, so, guys, if you have an exotic animal, don't fucking release it into the wild. That's just not smart.
Yeah, don't do that.
Also, just don't buy one.
Because the thing doesn't know how to... Yeah, don't buy one if you... Research first. Look, guys, I almost bought a python.
Jesus Christ.
I almost bought a python one time. And I was not well informed by the seller that they can grow up to 10 feet plus long and live like 90 years.
Yeah.
Like, I'd seen this thing before and like we were friends. I have a picture of it on me. And I was kind of in love with it. But it was only like 3 feet long at the time, but that's because it was a baby.
Yeah. Seriously, if you get an exotic animal, do your research. Be knowledgeable about it, and don't release it into the wild because you're gonna fuck up the ecosystem.
Don't just get something because it's cool.
Yeah, because, like, they get released, and they're in this environment that they're not used to, and so they just start,
and
like...
And half the time, over half the time, they're bred in captivity, so it's not like they can actually survive that well out in the wild.
No, some of them are.
Right, some of them, but, like...
Yeah. But, like,
others are just like, what the hell do I do out here?
Look into it, because, like, there are so many just, like, bizarre articles of, like, pythons and these crazy-ass lizards and...
Oh, my God.
...that are released down there.
I'm just imagining, like, a python in my toilet one day.
Yeah.
Because some asshole let it go, and it got into my drains.
Yeah. I'm sure, honestly, I'm sure that's actually happened.
Actually, I think that has happened. I'm pretty sure
in Florida.
Probably in Florida.
Yeah, so that's my only, like, worry about doing our compound in Florida is, like, I'm waiting for some exotic animal to get on our compound.
Like a tiger to just, like, hop in and rip it up.
I was thinking more like...
Tigers are exotic.
Yeah, but most of their problems are with, like, lizards and snakes and...
Okay.
Alligators.
Well, when you said exotic animals, that was kind of my first thing. I was imagining, like, celebrity exotic animals, like,
no, this,
you know,
is
how
not
they have,
some,
like, monkeys and...
Roy and whatever his face.
Who?
The guys that got eaten by their tiger.
Oh, the guys that did, like, the show?
Yeah. I can't think of their name.
Like,
it's kind of
like
Roy
a circus
and...
show.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, but to be fair, like, they probably deserved it.
I don't know enough.
I don't either,
that.
And that's why I, like,
second-guessed
myself for
a second. I think I saw that show, though. We used to live in Atlantic City, and I'm pretty sure before he got eaten, that show was, like, happening next door.
Yeah.
And we almost went.
Yeah, every time someone's attacked by, like, an exotic animal, whether it be, like, a tiger or a whale, like, they made this huge thing over, like, one of the whales at SeaWorld that killed a trainer. I'm just like... I mean, what did you expect? Like,
yeah.
you're trying to, like, fuck with Mother Nature.
That's true.
Like, they're not humans.
Yeah.
They're not, like, they're really intelligent animals, but at the same time, they're not gonna second guess what they're doing to be like, oh, this is wrong. They're like, maybe they're doing it out of protection, or like... You poke a bear long enough, it's gonna attack you.
Fair. Fair.
I always reference that to me watching Jurassic Park and being like, yeah, all those humans deserve to die, like...
Tara is slowly becoming a misanthrope. Like, I've seen the progression.
It's so bad.
She'll talk more and more about, like, her love for animals... And then it kind of overcomes with her hate for humans.
I can't help it.
It's
we just
turning
do so
into
many
this,
stupid
like,
things.
Kind of nihilistic, like... I don't know. I don't know, Tara. Stay positive, girl.
I mean, I am, but I'm positive that we're fucking things up.
Oh, my God.
At first, I was like, oh, I'm just, like, slowly turning into a hippie.
Oh,
because every time my parents are
now
like,
you're pro homeschooling.
Yeah, God. Jess, I'm becoming you.
Yay!
Yeah, every time my parents are like, oh, there's this, like, beaver or something in our backyard. I say their backyard, but they live on the waterfront.
Yeah.
And my dad was like, I'm just gonna shoot it next time. My dad doesn't even own a gun.
Really?
Yeah.
I would expect your parents to own guns.
Nah.
Is it like a moral thing that they don't own them, or they just happen to not have them, not have a need?
I just think they've never had a need to.
Okay.
But now that they kind of live in the middle of nowhere, like, yeah. I think my dad has kind of considered it, yeah. but I don't think he'd actually go through with it.
Okay.
Yeah, and he was like, I'm just gonna shoot it next time. And I was like, why? Like, you're on its territory. Like, we built there. Like, no.
Aww.
That's like if someone broke into your home and was like, hey, this is my house now, and I live here, so get the fuck out, or I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah. We humans, though, we draw those distinctions between species that matter. Species that don't. I didn't say it was right.
Well, I didn't say it was matter. Right. They matter.
Okay. You're right. Tell me you don't draw those lines though when you find a basement full of termites.
I mean, I've never found a basement full of termites. But also I don't consider bugs the same way I do animals.
So you do draw those lines.
Because I draw some lines with bugs.
Okay.
Like the bees around here, those big-ass carpenter bees.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that they do some damage, but at the same time, because I'm pretty sure they're called carpenter bees because they bury into wood sometimes.
Oh.
Which I think, I could be completely wrong, but, but I think that it can kind of fuck with your house a little bit.
Interesting.
But at the same time, I know that they, like, I've seen them keep away, like, a yellow jacket before because they're like, this is my territory. And I'm like, yes, please, keep it away.
Yeah.
So unless you're, like, a bug that is really just does not serve a purpose. Mm,
dead wood or structural timbers.
Yeah. So, like, I'm fine with that. But at the same time, like, if you're just there to fuck with things and you're not giving anything back,
yeah,
then that's a problem.
Okay. I can get down with that.
Also, I do the whole, like, if you're in my house, that's different. Like, I'm gonna do my best to scoop you up and put you back outside. Mm-hmm. But if you're not willing to go outside, then we're gonna have some issues.
You need that, the bug catcher claw thing that my mother got me.
That big ass, like...
It's like, basically, like, you know those... It's a handle with, like, a long stick, and then you can, like, grab stuff with it. But it's, like, broom bristles in a cone shape that just, like, scoop up the bug.
See... I would feel like I would rip off one of the bug's legs on accident.
I used it on a spider, and it worked, but I think you have to be, it has to be, like, on a hard surface, like, a hard, flat surface, where, like, the bug can't just, like, immediately hide somewhere,
mm-hmm.
because it's probably gonna take you 3 or 4 times to actually trap that thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's sort of helpful, but mostly just it, one of those insane inventions.
Yeah.
Completely unnecessary.
There's so many of those. It's so great, because we still buy them.
I know.
We're like, this is absurd. Still gonna buy it.
If not only because it's absurd.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back to our compound.
Okay, yeah.
My friend and coworker would definitely live there.
Oh, yeah.
Her and her husband and her baby.
Yep.
She's, like, super hippie. Mostly, like, my hippie inspiration, honestly.
I can see that.
She knows a lot of things about gardening. And animals. And, like, makes all of her baby food. I kind of made all my baby food, but...
Yeah.
Not all of it, but a lot of
most
it.
Most of that.
Yeah, she's, like, what I aspire to as far as, like, my hippie.
Okay.
My hippie side.
So, we never figured out,
oh, I'm pretty, like, sure her dad was, like, a carpenter. So she can build stuff, probably.
Okay. Electricity. I mean, I would definitely like to have electricity.
I wonder if we could do it by, like,
solar panels.
That's so expensive, though.
I mean, have you looked at the livestock? This whole thing's gonna be expensive.
Yeah, I guess I'm trying to figure out how I could actually, how we could do this, like, realistically. I mean, I know this is kind of a fantasy thing.
Yeah. Honestly, but realistically, solar panels would probably make the most sense, because okay, I'm thinking of other things that generate electricity.
Like wind and water, but that's like, it takes huge
I was thinking
generators.
Windmills? Windmills? we would have to live somewhere that was windy a lot of the time.
Mm.
And I don't want to do that.
Nope.
We could have a dam or something, but that's way too much.
Yeah.
That's why I'm thinking solar panels might be our best option.
Or we could have, like, this generator powered by, like, a hamster wheel thing, and, like, one of us every day has to run and generate our power.
What?
We'll just go in shifts. There'll be so many people, everybody will have to just run for, like, an hour.
Jess, I can barely run for, like, 15 minutes.
Hey, you'll get in shape, Tara.
I'll get in shape hurting the animals or something.
Hurting, oh.
Not hurting.
What?
Hurting. Or, we wouldn't have to use that much electricity. We could get, skylights in most of the houses. Because that's what we have at work. And it actually keeps the place, like, pretty lit up.
Okay, yeah.
And that, so that won't take as much energy.
Oh, yeah. I kind of don't even want lights, really.
Yeah.
I just mean electricity, like, well, actually, I don't even know. What do I need electricity for?
Because, like, we...
I kind of want a phone. Do I need a phone? I don't need a phone.
Not if we get, like, a doctor on the compound. Ooh. That's the only thing that I can think of that we would, like, need a phone for.
Hmm.
If, like, there was an emergency.
Yeah.
Sickness or injury.
Yeah.
But if we have someone on there that can take care of all of that, then we're not gonna need.
Yeah, I feel like we would still need to, like, travel into town for that, though. Because there are so many different medical things, one person isn't gonna know everything.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I read somewhere.
Town? Are we gonna have a car?
Yeah.
No.
We're not, like I said, I still wanna be like.
I'm trying. Here.
I just don't want to. I think my ultimate goal here is to be able to feed myself and my family.
Right.
And not produce too much waste.
Right.
Like, as far as, like, plastics and stuff like that.
Speaking of waste.
What?
Are we gonna have an outhouse?
We'll have toilets.
Are we gonna have toilets?
We can have toilets, okay?
Oh, God. Yeah, hey, look, I'm just making sure we cover all the bases.
Okay,
I need
that's
to
good.
Know what I'm going
that's good.
Into.
Anything else we need to think about?
I'm sure there is.
Probably. There's probably a lot of things we need to think about.
Do we still have to pay taxes?
Yeah.
Why?
Even the Amish pay taxes.
God, that's...
They have, like, an accountant that comes in, like, to the town, like, once or twice a year or something like that, and helps them do all their taxes. But, like, the Amish deal in, like, pretty much strictly cash.
Yeah.
So it's kind of complicated.
Oh, man.
Maybe it's not complicated.
I mean, they have someone do it for them. So it can't
right.
be, like,
hey, my money's in the mattress upstairs.
Hold on, let me go dig things. It out of the backyard.
Yeah. Dude, they have, at least the ones that I know, have so much money.
Really?
Yeah, because they build furniture, and then they build their houses and stuff. So I'm sure furniture gets a lot of money, but they're always, like, offering my grandpa money for, like, doing whatever. Like, here's $40 for driving me into town.
What?
And he's just like, you know how much gas costs? You don't know how much gas costs.
I'm not going to tell you how much gas costs. I'm going to keep making $40 on this.
I mean, sometimes he doesn't take the money, but
Yeah.
He's a decent guy.
So are we going to build our own houses?
I don't know. I guess it depends.
I feel like they're not going to last very long if we try to build it.
Yeah, there's that. And depending on how many people we want to live with us or around us, we probably have to, like, buy, like, 4 houses or 5 houses, like, all together. I don't know. This is just getting, like, way too daunting. I wanted a simple compound.
Nothing is that simple.
I know. Okay, but, like, step one. In the theme of our podcast, how do you start something so daunting? And I think my inspiration just came from, like,
realizing
that, exactly, my garden. If I, like, grow this food, I don't have to go buy it. I don't have to use all that, like, packaging and plastic that the vegetables from the grocery store come in.
Yeah.
And, God, just one day, just monitor yourself and see how much you actually waste.
Yeah.
Like, whether it comes to, like, food product or, like, plastic, trash.
It just becomes so, I don't know, I think we do it so much that we don't realize.
Oh, yeah.
How much we're actually wasting.
I read or watched a video on a girl who just, like, one day decided to just stop wasting. And she just lives, like, in an apartment, you know? But she buys her food from the farmer's market, like, doesn't use, like, reuses bags, stuff like that. And she was like, I just, one day, like, I realized there was this girl that came into her class and would have a styrofoam container of food, like, every single day for lunch. And she's like, oh my God, like, every single day, like, that one thing, like, that's so much. And,
yeah.
Like, she just, like, vowed to stop.
Does she still
producing trash? I think she was, like, when I saw the video, I think it had been going on for, like, 3 or 4 years or something like that.
That's pretty impressive.
She's like, it was actually really easy.
Really?
I'm sure there are, like, bumps in the road, but once you commit and figure out everything that produces waste, I don't know.
Yeah, there's definitely ways to avoid it. And I think it's a lot simpler than a lot of people think.
Right. You just gotta think.
Yeah.
It's probably going to involve a lot more trips to the farmer's market.
I love the farmer's market.
It would also, I mean, it definitely depends on your diet, too.
Yeah, definitely.
If you're, like, strictly a vegan, you're not going to have to, like, buy meat.
Like that. I mean, you can still buy meat at the farmer's market.
Mm.
It's just, at least with, like, I know that we have multiple in town, but at the really big one, there's multiple vendors that have meat.
What kind of meat?
There's one, I've gotten some pork chops from there that are so good.
Oh, really?
They had, like, so, you know the one that's covered, that one part of the farmer's market where you have to go, like, in the building?
That's pretty much the only one I've been to.
Okay. Well, they have, like, this ice cream parlor, but then, like, right beside that, they have, meats.
Yeah.
They have ground beef, pork chops,
and it's all just from local farmers?
Yeah. I think that one is, like, a bigger farm, but then in the uncovered area, there are people out there that have different types of beef. They sell, I mean, they're in the covered part, they have someone selling fish.
Oh, yeah.
So there's that. There's one person that sells bison meat.
Ooh.
Yeah, but it's really expensive.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to get some, but I was like, I cannot justify spending this much money right now.
I'm sure it was like 20-something a pound.
Yeah.
At least.
It was about that. And I was just like, nope.
You know one thing that's really delicious?
What?
Ostrich steaks.
Really?
Yes. So good, Tara.
I can't imagine eating an ostrich.
I know. I don't even think we really have them here.
Yeah. Where did
Cape Town.
Yeah, I was about to say Africa.
Yeah.
any interesting story I tell you, like, super interesting, is probably from when I went to Cape Town.
Yeah, that's about the only place I can imagine getting ostrich from.
Yep.
But, I mean, that's...
We did find... When I was younger, we had an ostrich egg.
Yeah? Where'd you get that from?
I don't know. My parents had it. And they had to use a hammer to open it up. But it was probably the equivalent to, like, 20 eggs.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Continue to fantasize.
Well, thank you for listening to us ramble about compounds.
If you have any good ideas, please let us know.
If you live on a compound, let us know.
If you do anything sustainable with your life.
Yeah. Shoot us an email. We now have an email, guys.
Oh, yeah.
It is guidedbspodcast@gmail.com. Send us your thoughts, feelings. If you hate us, let us know. I don't give a shit.
Don't let us know too much.
Don't let Jess know too much.
Make it, if you hate us, make it critical.
Yeah.
Not just pure hate. We're not into that.
Or if you want us to talk about a certain topic, we can find someone that's knowledgeable in it and have them on as a guest.
Totally.
Yeah, so send us some shit.
All right, hit us up.
All right, bye.
Thanks, guys.